You're listening to Vatican Radio.
International Nelson Mandela Day is celebrated on July 18th, inspired by a call made by Nelson Mandela for the next generation to take on the burden of leadership in addressing the world's social injustices. Since his death, Mandela Day is an opportunity to recognise the legacy of South Africa's most prominent leader and the struggles he endured to ensure social justice for all. Established by the UN and the Republic of South Africa, Mandela Day encourages everyone to dedicate 67 minutes of their life to others as a way of commemorating the 67 years Mandela spent devoting his life to ensure equality and a better South Africa. I spoke to Father Patrick Reikeketse, the Associate Secretary of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of Southern Africa, to talk about the significance of Mandela Day and what must be done to ensure that his vision is carried out.
Nelson Mandela Day has been established mainly by the UN and South Africa as a nation to give honor to the great Mandela for his wonderful work for justice and peace, for reconciliation, and for the new political dispensation after the apartheid era. And so the significance of this day is that on this day, the people of South Africa and indeed the whole world are being asked to dedicate 67 minutes of their time towards the work of charity, towards the work of generosity, and do something good for other people as a way of commemorating Mandela for his 67 years within the struggle against apartheid and also the work towards reconciliation and to promote justice in the world. And so it's a very significant moment for the rest of us here. And today, many people, all walks of life, from different political backgrounds, from different walks of life, are making way towards charity. And so significantly, what do? They go to orphanages of children. They go to the hospitals. They go to old age homes. They go to the centers of refugees and migrants, where they are giving out some food, some clothing. Some are pledging even money to some organizations of charity. Mainly, the faith-based organizations are the ones benefiting mainly from this day. And so, it is a wonderful day. This morning, I have seen, next to the offices of the Bishop's Conference here, we have the Department of Defense. All the soldiers were out dishing out to the street kids, the street people, to the hobos. They were dishing out some food parcels to them. And that is part of the Mandela Day that we see around. And I know from my own parish that yesterday Catholic Women's League went out to old age homes to wash the old age people and to give some food parcels and some clothing to these people. Also, I know some other young people went yesterday to Mother Teresa orphanage in our area, where they went to give some food parcels and clothing to the handicapped children there. And so this is how this day is so significant to us in South Africa. I believe also in the whole world. Let me just say also, the former assistant to Nelson Mandela, Hans, the lady there, has organized and has been in the last week moving on motorbike with her friends and other people, making a tour of the South African track here, collecting some funds which will be used for Nelson Mandela Foundation for his children's hospital. And that's how people have been doing for Mandela for today.
The theme of Mandela Day is take action and inspire change. Do you feel that this message has been heard?
This is being taken care of and people are adhering to inspire some change into people's lives. And in fact, it goes on to say, make every day a Mandela Day. And so people are doing that. They are inspiring change. And the most significant thing is among the young people, who some of them were not there when Mandela was incarcerated in prison. Some of them have just known him as a president. Some are so young that they have known him only already as retired. But the name Mandela, the figure Mandela, the symbol Mandela is inspiring people into making some change and into inspiring themselves for a better world. And obviously today, in the era where we live, post-apartheid and the post-modern world, we are also in the era whereby we have a ravage of AIDS in Africa. And Mandela was instrumental in talking openly about how people should take care of themselves against AIDS. And you see people inspiring themselves changes. And obviously this year is also significant as well, because, you know, the World AIDS Conference is being held here in our soil in Durban. specifically starting today. And so people are all singing the praises of Mandela, and they want to make life different.
It's interesting to look at South Africa today in comparison with Nelson Mandela's vision for the Rainbow Nation. In your opinion, is the country what he would have wanted it to be?
Obviously, Mandela was a great figure, a great symbol, a man who had seen a lot of pain in his own life, but then came out of prison as a very reconciliatory person who was promoting reconciliation and change. And obviously, there are some moments when we feel that we are not living up to his standard. But when you look at how the world has given South Africa an opportunity for life, you will see that we still have his figure moving on. And obviously, he is also a figure for challenge when people are thinking about how to challenge themselves. They see that Mandela is a man who is supposed to inspire us today. Politically, he still remains the ideal, and all the political parties are taking him as their model. Opposition and ruling parties, the same way. They are all saying, this is what Mandela wanted. This is not what Mandela wanted. At the moment, we are facing here in South Africa, in 2 weeks' time, we are having local elections, and something which we always are happy to have, because for many years, we didn't have chance to choose our own local leaders. But people are all saying Mandela wanted us to be free. And so let us use our freedom in a proper way to change the world and to change our own place, to change South Africa, make it a better place to live. And so we are being inspired by this figure. We have had some moments of panic, some tension, as it happens in all the world when elections are coming. But that figure of Mandela is helping us to calm down and to look at the future in a better way.
And what can be done in South Africa to ensure that Mandela's vision is carried out?
Basically, what needs to happen here is to keep the memory of Mandela alive, to keep the values that he advocated still alive, and to hand it down to the young ones, especially in schools. And to Mandela was very good at balancing between politics, religion. He was a symbol of union between various religious backgrounds, Christian, Islam, traditional. He was there holding them attention and making sure that they all exist. And so we are reminding ourselves, especially as leaders of the Catholic Church here, say we need to still keep the vision that he had of a better South Africa, of a world without racism, a world without discrimination, a world with peace, a world with prosperity, a world where economy can flourish, where people can live together. And so our own challenge is to always maintain that and to keep it rolling and alive in the minds and the eyes of people.
Of course, Nelson Mandela's message goes beyond the boundaries of South Africa. What can we as the international community do in order to support his ethos and ensure that his message lives on?
This message should live on beyond the borders of South Africa. And I believe in Europe, in Asia, in America, he had touched people's lives. And you will remember when he was in prison, the world was rallying behind the South Africans and talking about the injustice of keeping him in prison. When he came out, he became one of the world's most popular presidents. And so the world has to always keep and remind us as South Africans as well that Mandela had a vision for this country, and we need to keep it on. But also, the message for you outside of the borders of South Africa for Mandela is live in peace, promote justice, promote equality among children, among women. Equality, gender equity must be there. We should eliminate racism in the world. We should eliminate discrimination in the world. There must be religious freedom. People must be free to live the way they are, freedom of orientation, freedom of expression, freedom of speech. We should have these in the world. It is unfortunate that there is a fear coming out into the world today. You look at all the attacks that we hear of and we see in various parts of the world, terrorism taking over and inflicting fear on the people. Mandela would be one who would say to the people, sit down on the table, talk, reconcile. All the people who have problems and issues around themselves, he would be the first one to say, call them and make them to express themselves and resolve their problems amicably Let there be political resolutions over these matters. If one world, if one part of the world is aggrieved against the other, let them talk. Let there be prominent people who can come and talk the same language that he talked, reconciliation, justice and peace.
And just finally, Pope Francis expresses his hope that Mandela's example will inspire future generations of South Africans to put justice and common good at the forefront of their aspirations. What sort of an impact do his words have?
These words are very important to our young people. You will be surprised to hear young, very young people, 15-year-olds, and those who were really, we call them born free, those who were born after 94, how passionate they are for the message of Mandela, how passionate they are with what Mandela has done. They are reading a lot about his history in the schools and in many other forums. And so they are passionate about what he did. And they look at what he did as the foundation for themselves for the future. And we believe that the young people are inspired. And I believe as well that even beyond South Africa, the young people are inspired by what Mandela has done and what he did for the world.
That was Father Patrick Reikeketsi, the Associate Secretary of the Catholic Bishops' Conference in Southern Africa. I'm Georgia Gogety.